Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hey, welcome everybody. It's Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show, and we'll prove it. We love your input at sportsfred@ao.com, sportsfred@ao.com. And of course, we're heard everywhere. Sirius 217, XM 203. We're heard all the apps. I love TuneIn, Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio. Gals and guys, you stay healthy. Radio stations, including KSHP 1400 in very warm Las Vegas, Nevada. Art Sirs from Galaxy Sports will join us. Laura Snoke, attorney for many, many years, good friend, would join us. Mark's off tonight. Andy's off tonight. Of course, we'll talk about the world's worst sports handicapper. And Mark saying the Lakers and the Clippers would meet in the Western Conference Finals. I don't think that's going to happen. I'm willing to bet on that. Barron Sports Trivia straight away. Hey, we've got to mention this. Greg Popovich, of course, stepping down after more than 1,400 victories. Where does he rank all time as far as NBA coaches are concerned? He also speaks his mind. Is that good or bad in professional sports or collegiate sports? Steve Kerr of the Warriors, of course, speaks his mind too. Do we have too many coaches speaking their mind or not enough coaches speaking their mind? Email us, sportsfred@ao.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Leo the 14th, the new Pope. From Chicago. He's a White Sox fan. And I got to say this, The White Sox this week, USA Today, have actually moved up from the 30th best team to the 29th best team in Major League Baseball. If Leo the 14th can get a World Series out of the White Sox the next couple of years, I will turn religious. I'm an agnostic. Leo, it's up to you. Email us, sportsfred@ao.com. I'm betting against him. Sportsfred@ao.com, sportsfred@aol.com. And, of course, in Major League Baseball, one more thing. I have to say this. Maybe teams that you didn't think would be this solid a quarter of the way through the season. I think the Cubs. I have four or five left-handed sluggers that you don't know what they can do. I think they surprise a lot of people. I think they lead all baseball in runs scored. And the Detroit Tigers, who on Thursday beat Colorado, 10-1 and 11-2 in a doubleheader? That's hard to do. Back with more on Sports Overnight America right after this.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. It's Laura Snoke. It's Art Source. And Mark and Andy are both off tonight. And we'd love your input at SportsFrederico.com, SportsFrederico.com. And, of course, Leo XIV, the new Pope from Chicago. Art, White Sox have moved up from the 30th best team to the 29th best team, only 30 teams in Major League Baseball. You think Leo can get a World Series out of the White Sox?
Well, he got the white smoke coming out, so you never know. I will say this, though. The Bears are excited about it. Chicago should be really excited about it. I just never thought in my lifetime I'd see an American Pope. So from that perspective, I think it's fantastic. I hear he went to Villanova. You know, yeah. Villanova is a good school. Spent a lot of time down in South America, and he was good friends with Francis. And I think that's maybe why the church did what they did. You know, if you look at it from a worldly perspective. So I'm excited about it. I mean, it was sure fun to watch. It was exciting. It beat all the sporting events in the ratings that day for darn sure. So. That's a good thing to look at. But I don't know, Laura, what do you think?
What do you think?
I'm just glad they didn't pick one of those right-wing Opus Dei candidates for Pope. I think that would have just destroyed worldwide Catholicism. But yeah, I'm excited about it. I think it's great that we've got an American. I'm from Chicago, so, you know, I like that he's from Chicago. And I've got good things. I don't think the Trump administration's real happy about it, but so be it.
Laura, let me ask you a question. Folks, Laura's a very smart human being. I've known her more than 50 years. How many languages do you speak?
One.
Okay. Art, how many?
I speak a little bit of French, but I wouldn't say I'm fluent. No, I just speak English.
Art, how many languages do you speak?
One, but I can understand three. I understand Japanese, also four because of my stepmother. So I would say I understand four, but I speak one.
Okay, so basically the same with me. I can understand, I took 4 years of high school Spanish, so I can understand Spanish. My wife's number one language is Spanish, so obviously Sandy talking to her mom, it's in Spanish, so I can understand Spanish. And a little bit of Yiddish, because my grandmother spoke to my mother in Yiddish when she stayed over the house when I was growing up. So, okay, but that's it. How the hell do you learn five languages, Art?
You know, the guy must really be cerebral, or you know, or he's got this this fantastic deal with people that, you know, that do the languages. I don't know how you do it.
I think you have to live in the country, because when I went to France, like I had 4 years of high school French too. So, but when I went to France, I studied. I mean, I read, you know, did tapes. Those in those days, you did tapes, and I was, I mean, tourist French is not like, you know, like reading, you know, French and literature or something, but I could get by. I did not speak any English the whole time I was in France, other than when I spoke to my husband in our room, hotel room. But I think you, because you, if you don't live in the country, you really don't ever get the flavor of the language. But I think if you live in a country, it kind of, you know, even when I was there for a few weeks, I started picking up stuff, you know, from just conversations you hear, and I can also speak, understand Pro-Brook Hebrew a little bit, so, and a little bit of Yiddish, so too.
Let me ask you guys a question. How is it possible, big city team like the White Sox, how can this team be so bad? And they've been this way for, I don't know how many years now. I feel sorry for Steve Stone, who does the color and some play-by-play on television. Laura, how can the White Sox get so bad as they are right now?
I don't know. I mean, I, you know, the Cubs were bad for years and years, and then they've been sort of resurgent the last few years. But I don't know. It's an interesting question. Maybe it's management. Maybe they're not getting the right players. The players aren't buying in. You know, so much of sports is psychology, and you can watch it when a team, you know, starts to go ahead in a game where all the other players start playing better, you know, and it just, it's infectious. And it's the same kind of thing with failure on the other side of it. You know, that's also debilitating for a team. So I don't know. What do you think? What do you think, Art? What do you think, Fred?
Well, they got rid of the general manager that I liked, Kenny Williams, about 6-7 years ago. And if you look back at their history over the last 10 years, they had 1 year there where they won it. You know, they were right there. So my theory is, when you fire somebody, which Jerry Reinsdorf did, you need to put all your eggs in the farm system. The way baseball is set up now, I mean, the greatest teams have the best farm system. Look at the Dodgers, you guys. We all like the Dodgers. But they could bring in 17 different arms last year. Yeah. How many true, you know, franchises can go 17 deep and everything is quality? I mean, from Bobby Miller to, you know, down the line. And I think that's key. And, I mean, the White Sox, I also think there's another thing. Ozzie Guillen should be some part of that program. He represented Chicago to their best years. He knows talent. He would bring in that infusion of Latin American baseball players. You know, Major League Baseball, if they really want to turn the White Sox around, that's how you do it.
All right, let me ask you a question, though. In the offseason, they let one of the top two or three or four pitchers in baseball, in Crochet, to the Red Sox. How is that conceivable? That was your only top-notch player that I can see at this point in time. Why get rid of somebody like that?
They've done that like the last 4 years.
Yeah.
So I was right. Bad management.
It is bad management. Truly, you guys. And I mean, if you really want to know who should run that whole franchise, it'd probably be Steve Stone, because he knows more about baseball than anybody, you know, including whoever the White Sox have in their front office. All right. I also go out and I think about getting the guy that turned the Cubs around. The Red Sox prodigy. What's the kid's name, Fred? Changed the whole game with his Einstein look at the game of baseball.
Not Brian Kemp. You're not talking.
No, he's got five guys now. He started with the Red Sox in the early 2000s. Then he went to the Cubs, and he's been out of baseball about 4 or 5. I think he's back on the stock market, back on the exchange doing things. But Epstein, is that who I'm talking about?
Yeah, he top notch guy. Okay, folks, you can email us at sportsfred@ao.com, sportsfred@ao.com. Detroit Tigers. My relatives are from Michigan, and my mom came from Michigan, so I've always been sort of a a Tiger fan, but you watch them this year, and they're awfully, awfully good. Schoolball is one of the top, again, three, four, five pitchers in all of baseball. The lefty throws very hard. Mize is not bad. He's in the top 15 or 20 pitchers, I think, in baseball. And they've got a lot.
How about Job, the kid whose dad I played a lot of golf with on the Japan PGA Tour? He's another good player. That Torkelson, you go down the lineup. I mean, they got seven or eight young kids that are, I think, they got to be under 25, don't they, Fred?
I think Torkelson is. I think he's a little bit older, but the rest of them, I think the rest of them are. And, on Thursday, I watched, just for the fun of it, I was watching Colorado against Detroit. It was a 10-1, 11-2 in the doubleheader. And why are you watching that, Fred? There's other things on. I said, no, I just wanted to see how many runs they could score. And I think they scored 10 runs in one inning or nine in one. It's unblank believable. They're fun to watch. And I'll tell you something else. And Laura, intervene on this too. I watch Quick Pitch at night on the Baseball Network. Everything's a home run. Now, I don't know the numbers at this point. We're a quarter of the way through the season. But, Art, we got to be, like, over.
All they talk about is exit velocity.
Yeah. I don't know how many are using
the turbo. But, okay, I'm going to tell you something. Derek Shelton got fired this week by the Pirates.
Yeah.
I've watched them play, guys, for 5 years. The most fundamentally unsound baseball team other than the Colorado Rockies, who you saw in that doubleheader yesterday. How many errors did they make? Six or seven?
Yeah.
And when you're a bad team and you make errors, you're basically the Bad News Bears from the movie with Walter Matthau.
Laura, do you like home runs?
You know, I think every fan likes home runs.
Kicks, dig the long ball.
You know, sure. But I like really good baseball. I mean, unlike a lot of people, I like defense. I mean, I love watching a no-hitter, you know.
You grew up with Maury Wills.
I love defense.
You grew up with Maury Wills and the Dodgers and them winning 2-1 or, you know.
Yeah, all those 2-1, 3-2. Oh, my God. I like good baseball and I like to see good defense. I don't know if the other day if you saw that Dodger double play that they got it was just, I love that. So, but yeah, sure, I love home runs. Why not?
Did either of you see Rafaela's catch, center fielder for the Red Sox in center field on Thursday up against the wall and he still caught the ball? Unblank believable, as Laura says. To me, that's the best part of baseball. Folks, you can email us, sportsfredadeo.com, sportsfredadeo.com. We'll come back and play a little bit of Barron sports trivia. Then I want to talk about a team close to Artie, where Artie lives, the Baltimore Orioles, who might be one of the teams who haven't lived up to what you thought they might do in 2025. Back with more on Sports Over Not America right after.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible.
Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's Sports Overnight America with Laura and with Art and with yours truly, Fred. You can email us at sportsfred@AOL.com. Now time for Barron Sports Trivia, started by my cousins Andy and Lisa Barron. And we've done this most of the time over the last year or so. And we'll find out what Laura knows. And
this is Laura's favorite game, Fred.
No question.
You know that it
is. The only good thing about you being gone, Fred, was I didn't have to play Barron Sports Trivia.
I'll break my hip again. Okay. Folks, by the way, never break a hip. It's And if you're me, you're the world's worst hospital patient. So definitely don't break a hip. All right, let's start with Laura. Johnny Podgers of the Dodgers. You're a big Dodger fan. Of course, it was in 59 and 63. It was Koufax and Drysdale and Padres in the Dodger rotation. Where did Johnny Padres end his major league career, Laura Snook? Wasn't it with the Dodgers?
I certainly remember Johnny Padres.
I used to play golf with him in San Clemente. Neat man. Very neat man.
Laura, he just gave you a hint.
San Diego?
Yeah!
Padres!
Thanks,
yeah. Padres was pitching for the Padres. He went to Detroit, and then he was traded back to San Diego. And I remember in 1969, and I've mentioned this before on the air, Duke Snyder was doing color for the Padres on 600 AM.
Go-Go Radio. Yeah.
You could get them loud and clear in Los Angeles, of course. So the Dodgers are playing the Padres, and I'm listening to Snyder do the game on Pogo, and Vinny, of course, doing the game on in Los Angeles. And first three or four innings, he put the Dodgers down. And then Vinny said, you know, a little bit surprising. Doesn't look like he has great stuff. And then about the fifth inning, they scored like four or five runs against him. So they ended up on top. But anyways, Johnny Padres, fine pitcher in his own right, ended up with the Padres. All right.
Padres on the hill for the Padres.
Yeah, Padres on fire. Okay. So Laura got that one right. Max Fried of the Yankees.
With an assist.
Pitching as well as almost anybody in baseball. By way of Atlanta in the offseason. But he didn't start with Atlanta. They didn't draft him. He was going to go to UCLA until this team drafted him, Art Source. Which team drafted him? Before Atlanta.
I know.
They traded him to Atlanta.
Just this last year?
No, Atlanta let him go in the offseason and he went to the Yankees. But when he was drafted by another team.
I want to say the San Francisco Giants, but I don't think that's correct.
So is that your guess?
Yeah, that's my guess.
And he says the Giants. Is the Giants the answer to Max Fried, where he was first signed for a couple million dollars? Laura?
Are you asking me?
No.
You know, I had to memorize a lot to pass the bar, and I think my memory storage got.
I know I'm a bit overloaded in this department as well.
I think our memory storages are finite.
Exactly.
I don't have a clue. So I'll go with Art's guess.
Give us a hint, Fred. Come on. We're not right.
Give us a hint.
Well, we've mentioned the team about four times already in Barron Sports Trivia.
San Diego?
The Padres. Padres signed him.
So what is it? Is it Padre? Is it Padre Mother's Day here tonight?
That's why I asked the question, to see how I could fool you. Okay. Max Fried signed with the Padres for a few million after saying he was going to play at UCLA, and always upset with that. What's $2 million, Max? You should have gone to the Bruins. Okay.
Let me ask you a question. How many great pitchers have come out of that high school up there in that Valencia area? I mean, I was thinking about it the other day. I mean, they really have a great athletic program for high school up there.
You know, it's interesting, too. We talk about the negativity of the transfer portal in college sports. Kids are transferring now to high school.
I know. And they're getting paid, too, I'm hearing. I'm actually hearing they're signing contracts with agents. I
mean, yeah.
Very gifted athletes always did go to certain high schools, you know, like modern day and football, but maybe it's getting more prevalent now, but it's always been there.
Yeah, but my point is
these academies down in Florida where they actually give you scholarships and you come there like IMG and places like that.
But my point is, okay, you go to the high school near where you live and you become a star. And then you want to transfer to modern day or something like that. If you don't like modern day, then they transfer back to the old high school again, just like on the collegiate side. And I challenge anybody out there, folks. I think the athletes deserve cash on the collegiate level. I fought for that every time I did a radio show in my life. But they don't deserve millions of dollars. They don't deserve to transfer without sitting out a year. Unless, of course, the coach transfers or signs elsewhere, or maybe somebody in the family gets sick.
Fred, let me ask you a question. Laura and I were talking about it earlier before you came on off the air. As you look at college football and college basketball the way it is right now, and now that the networks are getting involved with paying teams like USC and Ohio State $75 million a year, the SEC is going to get a contract next year for almost $100 million a year. They're going to give $20 million of it toward the NIL roster, and then the alumni come in, and they make up, you know, another $10 or $12 million. At what point in time does it not just become professional football? It's professional football.
It is.
I mean, when Shador Sanders made more at Colorado last year than he's going to make as a fifth-round draft pick for the Browns, something's fishy in Denmark. We'll put it that way.
Mark Emmert in the NCAA, nonsensical as it was. Okay, Laura, back to Barron Sports Trivia. 1969, Laura, we were in college. Hate to tell people that, but it's true. Mets outfielder in the 60s. Who threw left-handed but batted right-handed. Now, my point is a lot of outfielders throw right-handed and bat left-handed because they're more right-handed pitchers, and the advantage if you're hitting lefty against right-handed pitchers. But this guy, there have only been a few of them, who actually threw left-handed, and he taught himself to bat right-handed, which put him in a negative situation. He's 3 feet further away from first base, and again, there are more right-handed pitchers than left-handed pitchers. So, Laura, the question – the Mets. He was a very good player for the Mets. Who might that have been in 1969 for the New York World Champion Mets? Laura?
I'm thinking. I know that's not a good thing to do on radio. I'm just trying to think of the Mets pitchers. Left-handed pitcher for the Mets.
Oh, not a pitcher. He's an outfielder.
He played left field. And he's from Mobile, Alabama. Maybe that'll help you.
No.
Oh, that really helps. I don't know.
Cleon Jones.
Man. And again, Carl Warwick also for the Cardinals. Same thing. But Art, why would you do that? I mean, the point is.
I'll tell you one thing. He caught the last fly ball of the 69 World Series against the Orioles.
Right.
And Cleon Jones had a much better career than a lot of people would indicate. Or think. I mean, that team with AG in center field and Shamsky and the kid that made the Swoboda with the catch in right field. I stayed home from school 2 days to watch that World Series. And I mean, the Mets, there's no way. If the Mets played the Orioles 100 times, they would have lost 70 times.
Okay, but why would you do that? Why would you, if you threw right-handed, I can understand teaching yourself to switch hitter bat left-handed. But why, if you threw left-handed, obviously you're stronger from that side. Why would you want to hit right-handed instead of left-handed, Art?
Maybe he couldn't hit lefties.
Okay, maybe. I'm just throwing out.
There's a lot of great hitters in the history of baseball, you know, that when they were, if you looked at like their average against like John Kruk, you look at his average against right-handers and average against left-handers, it's a 100-point difference. Because that ball, you know, I got to tell you, left-hander against left-hander is different than right-hander against right-hander. Don't ask me how or why.
But let me tell you something. I kept track of this in Little League, Pony League, and Colt League. I was a much better hitter against right-handed, and I'm right-handed. I was much better hitter against right-handed pitchers than left-handed pitchers, which makes no sense, but it's a reality.
You see it more, I think, because you see more right-handed pitchers.
Lefties are sneaky too.
Hey, my dad and my sister were both left-handed.
I'm just saying, when the left-handed pitchers are sneaky, I'm telling you.
All right.
It's that spin they get on the ball. You know, how often as a kid do you learn how to hit against a left-hander?
Right.
True, I guess. All right. Final Baron sports trivia for Art Source. Milwaukee Braves player in the 50s and 60s who once hit four home runs in one encounter. He hit four home runs for the Milwaukee Braves in the 50s. Who might that have been?
Joe Adcock.
Joe Adcock, the first baseman. And again, most people would have guessed this if we had this question.
Eddie Matthews, Hank Aaron.
Most people would have guessed Aaron or Matthews, but not us right here on Sports Overnight America. We'll take a break, come back more on Sports Overnight America.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece Nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and Small Soft Drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood Smoked Bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California and via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Spring into deals and save on seasonal projects at Lowe's. Right now, get four select 8-pack annuals for just $10. Plus, get a free 60-volt Toro battery when you purchase a select 60-volt Toro electric mower. Don't miss out on these fresh spring savings. Shop in-store or online today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 4/30 while supplies last. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. Excludes Alaska.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 5/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store single line activation on qualifying plan. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
What up, fellow Gen Xers? Elizabeth Banks here. As the original Latchkey Kids, we took things into our own hands, like house keys and video game controllers. And now it's time for us to do it again, because the recommended age to get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia has been lowered to 50 and older, even if you're healthy. We're at over 6 times greater risk compared to adults under 50. So go to VaxAssist.com and schedule. Gen X, this is our shot. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples prints it all.
Oh, you bet. Posters, banners.
Can you print it all for Mother's Day?
Oh, of course. Photo gifts like canvas prints, photo puzzles.
Can you print it all for graduation?
Sure can. Custom cards and invites.
Can you print a huge banner with the grad's picture?
Oh, definitely.
Even an embarrassing baby picture?
Oh, those are the best kind.
I know, right?
Print it all for moms and grads at Staples. And right now, get 40% off custom cards, invites, and photo gifts. N75 exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. He is Art Source. She is Laura Snoke. I am Fred. You can email us. SportsFred@AOL.com. I want to say something here. Bill Belichick, the new coach of the Tar Heels, football-wise, at North Carolina, is in trouble. His 24-year-old girlfriend has been speaking up and intervening, and now North Carolina, Art, has indicated she cannot go to any practices. She cannot be around the football program. So you know he's going to quit. I mean, at some point, he's not going to be there for long. Art, what do you think going on at North Carolina?
I heard the last thing I heard on this was right before we went on the air, North Carolina issued a statement saying whoever had brought that out, that was not officially from the athletic department. So Jordan Hudson is actually, you know, got her status back, whatever that means or whatever that is. I thought the show on TV was pretty interesting when they asked how they met. And, you know, that's a pretty cool question to ask a couple, you know, whether they're 60, 50, 40, 20. How'd you guys meet? Oh, we're not going to go there. She came right out to the top. I mean, I was like, wow. You know, and Bill just kind of went, he didn't say much. That's an interesting situation, you guys.
Why? Did they meet in some nefarious way?
Well, that was what I said. It brought all those, you know, all the innuendo.
That's not a controversial question.
You know, we were at the bar, and, you know, he looked at me, and I looked at him, and, yeah, you know, how are you?
Well, Phil, I think, is 71. She's 24. And, all right, so over under, Laura, how many years or how many months does Bill Belichick coach at North Carolina? I'm going to set the over under at one.
You're going to go 1 month? I was going to go at least three, at least get him into fall ball.
I think it depends on how the team does. I think if the team doesn't play well, I think he's gone. But if the team plays well, they might just suck it up.
Is it true he gets $10 million if he walks away?
I think so, based on the contract. That's one of the ways they got him. And all the only thing holding him there is, I think, in the contract, his son – gets the job if he leaves. So maybe that'll hold him there.
But in other words, after he fulfills the contract.
Yeah. So I don't think, maybe it's not if he leaves, maybe only if he fulfills the contract.
How long is the contract?
I think 5 years or three.
I thought it was three.
Yeah, three, I think. So I don't
know. And our friend Mike Lombardi is actually his the new position in college football, the general manager of the college football team.
So in 1995 or six, I'm doing a national show, which is heard in Cleveland. I mentioned this on the air before. And he is with the Browns, Belichick, and they're not winning. And every caller is just slamming him. He called up the show and started answering questions to our listeners from Cleveland.
This is when he was 31 and 34 when he was with the Cleveland Browns. Yeah.
Yeah. I found that very interesting. He had the guts to do that. It's like,
I've never questioned his ability to, I mean, he can stand there in front of the media and basically be the biggest, you know what, of all time. I mean, you know, we're not going to talk about that now.
You know, Jerry Tarkanian's wife, Lois, did the same thing a few times when my national show was heard in Vegas, and she came on and protected Jerry. So
Lois was a doll. I knew Lois very, very well. I knew the Tarkanian family. Good people. Danny, good attorney. The one daughter is a big Republican strategist in the Las Vegas area. But Jerry had his problems. I mean, my God, he was the most misinterpreted coach in college basketball history, other than Eddie Sutton, probably.
But you know what? When he'd go on the air and he'd put down, make cracks about UCLA and Sam Gilbert.
He hated UCLA. Come on, Fred.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying.
He was in Long Beach State trying to beat. How many times did he lose to Ogden, Utah, you know, in you know, regional games by 2 points, 1 point? I mean, you know, it got a little old, I imagine, when you're the second best team in the country and you can't beat Johnny Wooden. That would get tough.
No, no. Yeah, but, you know, down the road, he actually was saying a lot of the truth because in 1980, UCLA's playing Louisville in the national championship game. Louisville was down by 5 at halftime, and they beat UCLA by 5. And then later you found out that Sam Gilbert was paying a couple of the players, whatever the case might be, and UCLA did not get knocked out of that second situation. And that's similar to what's going on now at the University.
That was the Denny Crum Louisville teams?
Yeah, yeah, Denny Crum in Louisville in 1980. And you get back to what's going on now at the University of Michigan football, where obviously they're sending scouts out to steal the signs of forthcoming clubs, and they don't get hit. So the school hits the coach with a 2-game penalty.
Sharon, the coach of the University of Michigan football, is going to – Central Michigan, he's going to miss. And,
2 games that don't matter.
Yeah, 2 games.
Laura, what do you think about, you know, big schools versus little schools, how the NCAA and how they get hammered or don't get hammered? Your thoughts, Laura Snoke?
You know, it's the same old question. I mean, do you want parity or do you want to reward the markets that have the money and have the wherewithal and have the history? And I think the illusion that the college sports are just, you know, kids going to school and playing sports on the side is completely over. And, it really is a.
Travis Hunter had a 3.7 GPA, I heard the other day.
Well, there are some exceptions. Yeah, sure. Like always exceptions to every rule.
No, I'm joking. You. The Heisman, I was thinking, when was the last Heisman Trophy winner to have a 3.7 grade point average?
Folks, what Artie is saying basically is that perhaps
Beeman, probably.
they're not taking classes very seriously. Folks, you can email us at sportsfred@AOL.com. Sports.
You know, Fred, the lights still go off at Dado Field when they're supposed to go off, right?
I understand that. No question. They magically, it happens. Must talk about, Mark's not here, so let's talk behind his back. Mark, of course, said the Clippers and the Lakers, he's a World War Sports anchor. So he said the Clippers and the Lakers would meet in the Western Conference Finals. That didn't come to pass. Laura, why do you think the Clippers didn't make it? Why do you think the Lakers didn't make it to the Western Conference Finals, both going down in the first round of the NBA playoffs?
Other than Mark betting on them.
Other than Mark. Yes, he has reclaimed his title as the worst, handicapper. The Clippers, it's kind of perplexing that they you know, just faded in that game 7. I don't quite understand why. But like I said earlier, there's a lot of psychology involved. The Lakers, I do think the team was tired. I think, you know, the Lakers are not a real young team. Got a lot of, you know, other than, I mean, there's a mixture, but certainly LeBron is not young anymore. And
wait a minute. Do you think LeBron could guard you?
No.
What? Do you think he could guard you?
Guard me.
She'd go behind the back, give him a fake right, pull up a J and hit 20.
I'll tell you a funny story. I'm a pretty good basketball. I'm not anymore, but I used to be a pretty good basketball player. And I was out shooting baskets on the basketball hoop in my driveway. And a car went by with a woman, and she said, wanted me to try out for this over 50 league. But a friend of mine mentors high school kids, and he had these high school basketball players from one of the inner city schools, and they were playing on the basketball court, like, you know, my driveway court. And I said, can I play with you? And they said, sure, it's your court. And literally I did not see them. they had the ball and they went and shot a basket and I didn't even see them. So yes, LeBron James would have no problem guarding me.
You know that there's a new television network, just women's sports. You think that'll sell? What do you think, Laura?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not really big on sort of sectarian, you know. I mean, I think I like it better when men and women are, you know, like in tennis, where the both WTA and the ATP play in the same tournament, like at the Grand Slams and the Masters 1000 tournaments. And I think it's great that we have girls flag football. I mean, that is fabulous. I mean, I would watch that. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, women's basketball has been getting great ratings and there's, you know, a lot of interest in that. And, you know, we just, in our era, yours and mine, Fred, we kind of missed the women's sports. I mean, women didn't really play sports when we were growing up and it was
just track and field.
I really, you know, that was that.
Track and field was the only really thing you saw, and a little swimming.
You had to, I mean, there was, because I remember I was a total tomboy until I hit puberty, and then it was like all over.
Yeah, you know, in Culver State,
I couldn't play anymore. I mean, there was nothing for me to do. You know, there was nowhere to go, and it was really frustrating. And
in Culver City, when I was in high school, it wasn't 5-on-5 for the women; it was 6-on-6, but it was really 3-on-3.
Oh, half court. Basketball, that was just like an abomination. I mean, I remember that. I was like, what are you talking about? Like, we can't run a whole court.
No different than Major League Baseball in the 10th inning when they stick a guy at second base.
I hate that.
Is that the worst?
What are we doing here?
The worst.
I hate that. I really do.
I hate that. And I hate the just.
Like, can I ask you a question? How does that affect the ERA?
Who's the losing? Let me ask a question. You're a relief pitcher, okay? Yeah, and you start in the 10th inning. The guy starts at second base. You didn't put him there. He's on second base. First guy bunts, and he moves the guy to third. Next guy sacrifice flies, and next guy you strike out. Are you the losing pitcher?
I think.
What's your ERA?
Who does that? Who does the run belong to?
Isn't that a great question? I've never heard anybody in baseball
talk. That's a great question.
I don't know.
That's really an abomination.
Get a hold of the statistician. What's his name? Ross or whatever it is.
There's nothing more exciting than extra innings.
I know.
A baseball fan.
We're in the 14th inning. He starts to magnify. You're like.
Well, can't we get rid of it? I mean, they got rid of it in the postseason. Why can't it just be gone? I don't think anybody likes it.
I'll tell you the other thing that bothers me. This deal where if you slide through the bag at second base, and some of these guys are sliding and they're hanging on, and the guy takes the glove and absolutely just pushes his hand right or his arm right off the bag. And I'm like, that's not fair.
All right, we'll take a break and wrap things up for this hour of Sports Overnight America.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's Sports Overnight America, as you know, Laura and with Art and Fred. And you can email us, sportsfredadao.com. We were talking about rules in baseball and the ghost runner and extra innings and then in the regular season. The answer to the question, why do we still have it? Because Manfred likes it. And so he won't allow it to go, even though it's ridiculous. And I didn't like really any of the rules. I mean, I think the shift, I think if left-handed hitter's up and he pulls it, move your guy to the right side and leave me alone. Don't tell me I can't do that. But anyways, the worst one is the ghost runner. Art, do you think Manfred is just holding to this because he thought of it or his people thought of it? What do you think?
I don't know, but they basically took the greatest traditional pastime game. They've already put a clock in the game, which I'm okay with, except how many times are you allowed to back out? Let's say, you know, you get like a gnat in your eye and you're in the batter's box and you call timeout. Okay. Does the clock start from that 15 seconds again? And can you, you know, there's so many things. The other one that bothers me is the guy has to face what, three hitters?
Yeah.
Look, if a guy comes out and he's a left-hander and you want to get a guy out, you bring a lefty in to get him out and then bring your right-hander in. That was strategy in baseball. But now he has to face three hitters. There's no reason for a few of those rules. And I'm okay with the pizza box bases.
Bigger bases. All right. Laura, what do you think of the, you don't like the ghost thing. Is there any one of the new rules that you do like?
No, I don't think so. I don't like we used to always say there's no time in baseball. Can we say that anymore? I mean,
you can't run the clock out.
Yeah, I don't mind the bigger bases because I think that's safer. I hate the disengagement rule, the three limited, because it takes all the strategy away, as Art said, from the manager. And
how about
I don't
this?
Like
how about
the,
like, how about in a situation where they used to bring an outfielder into the infield?
Yeah.
Okay, because if the guy hits at a certain distance to, and they have their, you know, they kind of have an idea where the guy hits to, so the left fielder moves in and the right fielder moves over, and they put another guy in there so they can get him at the plate, usually with the bases loaded. You can't do
but
that.
But I think they still do that. They did that in a game I watched
they can do that.
As long as they
So it's like a softball guy, that extra guy out there kind of
They can bring in the outfield. They just can't
switch
over the infield. But I don't like any of the new rules. The shift, I let the players adapt.
Yeah.
They're professional athletes. And why? I mean, it's just ridiculous.
If they're going to put three guys on the right side and I'm a left-hand hitter, I'm going to learn how to wave Boggs
right.
Or shortstop, or, you know what I mean?
Or bunt.
Just push the ball down the third base line. There you
All
go.
Right. That's it. Thank you, Art. Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Mario. I'm Fred. Stay tuned all night long for more of Sports Overnight America.